Welcome to the Good Talent Podcast. It's great to have your company. My name's Tony Nichols. I'm the CEO and founder. And we're talking media training, which is cool because this is where I started the business and it's a massive passion of mine. So what can you expect in a media training session? I guess I can speak for our sessions. And I don't think it's anything to lose sleep over the night before, but I think you should come into a media training session ready to work, ready to go for it, ready to be out of your comfort zone. What we definitely don't do is have a theory session because I don't think theory sessions really work. I don't think they help you learn anything. So really you're walking in the room and it's five people at a time. We've got a camera crew. You're on your feet pretty quickly and you're getting ready to be interviewed. So we show you how to be interviewed. We show you message creation. We show you how to set goals. We show you how to illustrate your messages and bring them to life. And then you get plenty of turns in front of your colleagues one-on-one, in front of your colleagues as a small group, but most importantly, in front of the camera, practicing, and watching these interviews back and learning. So I think adults learn the most by interaction and doing, and that's how we really break your paradigms and get you moving. So how does that grab you, that you're going into a media training session, you're going to take your life to the next level, your communication skills to the next level, but you're going to do it by doing. You're going to do it by actually working on things. So we like to focus on one or two issues in a media training session. So we'll take your organization and I always ask, well, what would you like to see on the 7 o'clock ABC bulletin tonight? So if I'm watching there, I'm about four stories in and this story is about your sector or your organization, what's the story? I like to take issues from your organization, your aspirations when it comes to storytelling, and then show you how to actually get these things in the media, show you how to actually do the interviews powerfully and control the messages. So we talk about making a point, illustrating that point, and then making the same points again. That's really important. It's called sandwiching your story. So we teach you to pull three messages together, but put them together in three sandwiches. So you've got somewhere to go. So one of the massive mistakes that people make in the press is they're too short with their answers. They're very short with their answers. And then in a machine gun sort of fashion, the next hard question comes in. So to avoid that, so you can start having some space and you can breathe and have some control and tell your stories, if you sandwich your messages, make your point, bring it to life, tell a story about your point, then make your point again, you're starting to dominate some airtime. Journos usually plan for 1 minute per question. So they ask a question. Broadcast journos kind of plan that good talent will fill that out to a minute. I ask the question 10 seconds, 15 seconds. The talent will fill it out to a minute. Next question, next question, next question. So you don't want to be the one giving short answers because then you're forcing the journo to go off plan and ask lots more questions that they didn't plan on asking, which could take you way off track. I think it's so important prior to going into an interview for you to decide the angle, for you to decide the message, but not have the journo fish around and try to find that. So yes, journos can walk into interviews with preconceived angles. You should know that. You should do some research in the Now News cycle, do some research, ask journos, you know, what's your angle here? You should know what their angle is. And then you go in supportive of that angle or with another angle. So you need a plan, in other words, before going into an interview. One of the classics I think I've mentioned so many times is I was with a prominent educational peak body and we're doing the media training session. This often happens that the press call during the media training sessions and the CEO agrees to the interview with Fairfax. And the last thing she says as she leaves the studio is, I just hope I can answer all the questions. And I would say in that scenario, don't do the interview. Don't go into interviews desperately hoping you can answer all the questions because how can you prepare for that? You don't know the questions. We show our talent to go into interviews with a goal, their own goal, an audience in mind that they're speaking to, they're not speaking to the journo, and then three really clear story sandwiches. So they're in a position where they can start taking control from the first question, ideally. If you answer the first question really powerfully on your agenda, journos will often take their next questions off that first answer you give. So a lot of journos don't have pre-planned questions. They're listening, they're learning as they're interviewing you. You're like primary research. But if you've got a goal in mind, you're not talking to the journo, you're talking to some audience. So, you know, mums and dads living in Western Melbourne, let's say, who are low socioeconomic and really worried about cost of living pressure. Speak straight to them because they're listening. That's who you want to connect with. You've got a goal in mind for them because you need them to get more government support. You need wraparound services for these guys who are struggling right now. That might be your call for action and some of your primary points there. But then you're going to tell some stories to bring that to life. You're going to say, for example, you know, I was just in the western suburbs recently in Footscray with a struggling family in Shortland Street, and they're struggling with this, they're struggling with that. Now I'm in a specific example. And it's very hard for a journo to interrupt you when you're telling real stories and giving real emotive examples because it's engaging, because they know their audience is engaging. They know that it's good media. They're hearing that you're good talent. And when they hear that you're good talent, they'll let you go because you're actually doing the job now. Now, remembering also, there's a whole industry of media, producers and reporters, trying to find good talent for their programs. And they're desperately hoping that you're going to be good. And they've pre-interviewed you for a couple of questions and they're on the fly though. They think you're going to be good, but they're not so sure. They're still scared. As soon as you go into an interview, the producer, the chief of staff, the editor, and the reporter are all fearful when you first open your mouth because they're worried whether or not you can do it or not. So if you're just desperately hoping you can answer all their questions, you're screwed because you don't know what their first question is and you've done no prep. You've got to go in with a clear goal, speak straight to this audience, get ready to make points and give examples and tell stories. When you do that, producers are going to start breathing again. The reporter will start breathing. Everyone will relax because this person's good talent. They're pulling this off. They're a great interviewee. I'm being entertained. I'm being informed. I'm being educated. And that's what being good talent's all about. You're on message. You're owning your moment in the spotlight. You're going to feel great. And the platform that you're in front of are going to be so appreciative that you delivered. You did some prep. You were really good. You were good talent. So the key is for you to do the prep and you get ready to proactively tell your stories and don't really worry too much about their questions. And you're going to pivot out of those questions and tell your stuff. So a question can come in that's not useful to you telling your story. And you can say something like, you know what, that's a really good point. But even more importantly, in the western suburbs right now, now I'm going to go over to something more interesting. Now, don't worry about not answering their question. Just deliver your story, make your points, educate this journo and this audience about, you know, this issue that you want to highlight. And the journo will run with that if it's engaging, particularly if you're going to tell emotive stories to support your point. So there you have it. What can you expect in a media training session? Well, if you come to Good Talent, we're committed to getting you to become good talent. So it's not going to be theoretical. You're not allowed to go to sleep at the back of the room. Quite the opposite. You're up on your feet. You're in front of camera. You're presenting to your peers. You're planning on worksheets on how to get ready for this interview. Then you're practicing it quite a few times. And then after that session, we're going to support you for 12 months and make sure that you're good talent in the press. So something for you? I'm not sure. Most people are super scared, but there's a small group of people out there that are really committed to their own development, building their brands, building their personal profiles, and they're the good talent in the press.
If you're inspired to increase your profile and strengthen your brand, a Good Talent Media story creation meeting could be a great place to start. You'll meet some of our key team members and do a deep dive into your brand's possibilities. We'll give you tools and strategies to implement straight away. Email info@goodtalent.com.au with the title Story Creation to get yours today.